This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington wheat growers have enough to worry about during harvest season, like weather, yield, prices, and unresolved trade agreements. So when the president makes an offhanded comment like this,
"We have a massive deficit with Japan. They send us thousands and thousands, millions of cars. We send them wheat. Wheat. That's not a good deal. And they don't even want our wheat. They do it because they want us to at least feel that we're okay. You know, they do it to make us feel good."
It left wheat farmers speechless.
Yes, it has. It just seemed like, you know, it was a dismissive statement, and he doesn't fully understand maybe the years of efforts, the generation of wheat growers we have to build the great relationships that we have with our customers in Japan.
Washington Association of Wheat Growers Executive Director Michelle Henning says Japan doesn't buy our wheat offhandedly.
Japan buys our wheat because of its quality and the relationship that we earned with them and earned their trust. So we wanted to make sure that we got out there in the media letting him know that statement was very uncalled for, and this is what the facts are.
But Henning says it's not all bad.
We appreciate many of the things the administration has done for agriculture, but we really sincerely hope that the administration will take the time to learn about and appreciate the great success story that has been built between wheat growers in the U.S. and our customers in Japan.
Henning says it's all just very frustrating given the current ag economy.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.